Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, September 17th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Normally on this show, I start with the Instagram news because typically the Instagram news is the biggest, most exciting thing to happen in the past couple of days, so that's why I lead with that. However, not in today's episode. There was a YouTube Made on YouTube event where the CEO, Neil Mohan, gave a keynote. They announced a lot of new features, and I want to give credit to the YouTube team because overall, I think they are working very hard to help creators become profitable, and they are working hard to make sure that small creators get their content seen on the platform. Now, of course, it's not perfect. There's plenty of room to grow, but compared to Instagram, I give credit to the YouTube team for really trying hard to make sure that money gets into creators' pockets through the YouTube platform, not pushing them to brand deals or something else, even though, of course, those are possible as well. On today's episode, you're going to hear a lot of updates from the YouTube team and some Instagram threads and edits updates as well. But first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. As I mentioned, we'll be starting with the YouTube news. And here is Lauren from the Creator Insider team with some of the updates from the Made on YouTube event.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager working on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. Let's get into it. You may have seen the news from Made on YouTube yesterday, but if you haven't, we're excited to share that we're launching Collaborations, a new feature in YouTube Studio that makes it easier to showcase collaborations with other creators and grow your channels together. We've heard from creators there could be a better way to recognize your collaborators, and we want to make it easier to post videos with other creators, build creative collaborations, and make sure that you and your collaborators are recognized. With collaborations, creators can add up to 5 collaborators to a single video, which will prominently feature each creator's name and show a subscribe button for all channels. The video may be shown to all collaborators' audiences, increasing discoverability among more viewers. Collaborations will begin rolling out in YouTube Studio this week for creators globally. Creators will be able to invite others to a collaboration on both long-form videos and shorts directly from the upload flow on both desktop and mobile. Viewers will be able to see collaborations on desktop, mobile, and TV. We'll leave more information below, but drop your comments and we'll pass them on to the team working on this.
I'm just going to pause it for a second. This is a feature that YouTube should have had years ago. There's clear benefit to working with someone on a piece of content and then it appears on both of your pages, both of your uploads. That just makes sense. You want both of your follower groups to be able to see the content that you worked on together. Why YouTube hasn't had that before is beyond me. Anyway, here's the rest of Lauren's video.
Moving on. Another exciting update from Made on YouTube. It's official. Tidal A/B testing is coming. We know this has been a long-standing creator request, and for the past few months, we've been testing and improving this feature with a small subset of creators, and we're excited to share that we're beginning to roll it out more broadly over the next few months. Thumbnails and titles are critical aspects of the viewing experience, often the first impression the viewer has of the piece of content. They help grab viewer attention, pique interest or curiosity in the content, and help viewers decide what to watch. In 2024, the team launched Thumbnail Test and Compare. If you're unfamiliar, we'll leave more information below. And now we're adding the ability to test titles as well. Creators can test and compare up to 3 different titles and thumbnails for their videos and have the option to test just titles, just thumbnails, or a combination of both. We're beginning to expand to more creators and we'll keep you posted on our progress and learnings. Moving on. A couple months ago, YouTube announced the expansion of our short sticker offering to include AI stickers and image stickers, with the goal of making it even easier for creators to tell their story. We're happy to announce that they're now launching. Use an AI sticker to generate something from your imagination or an image sticker to add photos from your phone's gallery. These new features build on our existing 5 stickers, which include Q&A, Add Yours, Poll, Quiz, and Shopping. Image stickers are available to creators globally on both Android and iOS. AI stickers are available on Android to creators in the US, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. Additionally, we've modernized the user experience for vertical live streamers with live sticker polls on mobile, providing fun new ways to interact with viewers. Creators can customize the color, text, size, and position of the live sticker poll and include up to 4 options. In the coming weeks, live poll stickers will be available globally for vertical mobile streams on Android and iOS. Next, we've launched new gifts for your vertical live streams in honor of National Video Games Day. These will be available to U.S. creators and viewers this week and will remain in the gift picker. In other words, they won't disappear after a specific date. Let us know what you think. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
One thing that I really like YouTube rolling out is those A-B tests that you can do on titles and thumbnails. This is a really good opportunity to test what's working. Obviously, Instagram has trial reels and you can upload the content separately, but to be able to do A-B testing on one video that you've uploaded and trying different titles to see what sticks, what works better, use that to inform future videos, change the title of the video you've already uploaded. I think that's really smart, and I like the way YouTube is approaching that. There are actually a lot more YouTube updates. There's a video from Renee Ritchie and Johanna, the chief product officer at YouTube. I'm going to share that with you, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. We're continuing with the YouTube news. Here's an interview that Renee Ritchie, chief product liaison at YouTube, did with Johanna, chief product officer at YouTube. I cut out some of the parts that are not really relevant because they're just, you know, kind of banter. We'll get right into the content.
I'm Renee Ritchie, YouTube creator liaison.
I'm Johanna Vulich, YouTube's chief product officer.
Johanna, it's been a minute. The last time we were together, we were celebrating 20 years of YouTube.
Okay, this week we're going to talk about Made on YouTube. Made on YouTube is our annual event where we release a number of product and features. And this year is our biggest one ever. It's so exciting. And Renee and I are going to talk about what this means for the creator community.
Yeah, let's start with Shorts, Johanna. It's so exciting what your team is doing with Shorts this year.
Yeah, well, one thing that's interesting is all the creativity that can come when you add VO and Gen AI to Shorts. So the kinds of updates that we're talking about here are the ability to stylize a short, like make it a cartoon, add fantastical objects, like add a corgi to a short, animate an image. So you can animate an image with text, or you might be able to animate it with another video. So an example that I think is pretty cool is I could have a video of someone dancing like a ballerina and a picture of me, and then all of a sudden I can make a fun creative video of me dancing like a ballerina. So we're doing all that, and then we're also incorporating VO3, which is going to allow people to add sound to generated videos. There's just so much creativity that can be brought about when you give Gen AI to creators, and we're just really excited to see what creators will do with this.
That is so cool, because I can't compete with the big special effects companies on things like digital doubles or digital sets, but I totally can on creativity. What are other ways that you're using technology and innovation to empower creators?
Yeah, when we think about adding Gen AI to YouTube, it is all about empowering human creativity. So we talked about ways that creators can use Gen AI to build shorts, but we also are thinking about creator workflow. One thing that we're doing is we're making YouTube Studio better. So we have a lot of powerful charts and graphs for how to run your business, but sometimes that can be unwieldy. So we're adding a chat interface so the creators can just converse about their analytics and try and understand what's working, what isn't working.
I'm just going to pause it for a quick sec because I want to recap what Johanna just mentioned. She said there's going to be a chat where you can ask questions about your analytics. That's a great idea. It's not human support. It's AI. That's what I've got by listening to this clip three times over to make sure that I got that right. But still, the fact that they are trying to provide support when you're trying to understand your analytics is something much better than I've seen from other platforms. Okay, here's the rest of the clip.
We're also doing things to help with reach. So we're doing things like improving lip reanimation. So when your video's in another language, it looks more natural, looks more like you. We're doing things like making it easier to pull out the best moments in your podcast or in your live stream and to make it into a short. So across the board, we're really working on using AI to help power the creators and help with human creativity.
The other thing that I'm really, really excited about is collabs. We saw a test with Mr. Beast and Mark Rober over Team Water, but what can you tell creators about how they work?
Yeah, well, creators have been collaborating on YouTube since the dawn of time, or at least a lot over the past 20 years. And what we're doing is we're adding product support to the collaboration feature. So you can add up to 5 creators to a single video. And this is just a great way to creators to uplift and support other members of the creative community. It's a way to help discover new audiences, improve your discovery. And so it's just a great feature that allows creators to support each other.
Okay, you mentioned live a few minutes ago, and I want to dig into that because a lot of the time you get asked about live, and I think this year the answer is you're doing a lot.
Well, this is going to be our biggest update to Live ever. And this is really important because you may not know, but on average, 30% of viewers are watching live streams every day. That's a big number. And so we're just doing a number of things across the board to make Live better. We are allowing somebody to react to another creator's live stream. As it goes live, you can make your own live stream and react to it. We're adding the ability to have horizontal and vertical live be the same live stream with a single chat alongside it. So it's just one live stream, either horizontal or vertical. We're adding the ability to get the best clips of your live stream and make them into shorts. And then we're thinking about monetization opportunities as well. So we're adding live ads along the side, which is really great because some live videos don't really lend themselves to breaks. The creators are like gaming and there's not an obvious place to break. We're also adding the ability to take your live stream and transition it to your member community and channel memberships. So a ton of things across the board in Live.
I love all those things we're doing for live creators in business. What about more broadly across the creator economy?
Well, one thing that we announced today is that over the past 4 years, we've paid out $100 billion to creators, artists, and media co's. And this is a stat that both boggles my mind and also just makes me so, so proud to work here because I love creators, I love the creative economy, and it just shows the impact we're having.
I'm going to pause the clip there for a second. She said $100 billion in the past 4 years. Think about that. In comparison to other platforms that have rolled back Reels bonuses, okay? Just understand where I'm coming from when I bring up this issue over and over and over. Here's the rest of the clip.
And it doesn't sound like you're even stopping there, right? You've got way more coming for shopping and brand deals.
Yep, we're totally focused on features that help creators earn more money. So in the area of shopping, we've added in auto timestamps in the video for when the products are available. But we're also working on adding in auto selection of products in Merchant Center. And then in the area of brand deals, we are both working on shorts and we're working on VODs. And so in shorts, we're adding the ability to link out to a sponsor. And in VODs, one thing that we've been working on and is under development is the ability to add a brand segment into your video. So right now when you're a creator, you'll burn the brand segment in yourself. You'll burn that sponsorship in. And so what this is going to do is allow you to dynamically insert that. And so you might be able to then show a different segment to different people in different countries, or you might be able to change that out after a few months or a year when that sponsorship has expired. And so we think that this dynamic element is really going to help creators. And we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on this idea already.
That is absolutely astounding. On to the next 100 billion.
On to it.
This is such a big announcement, Johanna. Where can people find out more?
Yeah, if you want to learn about all the things we've launched, because this has been our biggest Made on YouTube ever, go to our blog. All the features are detailed there. And please dig in and see what we have for you.
And you know what to do. Leave a comment, leave a question, and keep it real.
Like and subscribe.
Love to see how hard the YouTube team is working here. Yes, there's room for improvement. Yes, some of these features I think should have been rolled out a lot sooner. But overall, just the fact that they want to pay creators in comparison to other platforms is so important. Okay, I'm actually going to stop the news here. I have some Instagram updates. I have some Threads updates. I have edits updates. I'm going to save them for the next episode, which is going to be on Friday. If you would like to hear Wednesday Waffle, which is where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission, not malicious or callously. No trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for listening after the episode. So I track the number of episodes that I make for this show, and I am up to 1,499 as of today, which means the next episode that I record, which will be posted on Friday, will be episode number 1,500. I wanted to do something special for the episode, And I actually got some new theme music made for the show. You might think, Dan, why do you even have a rap song for the show? Podcasts don't need rap songs. Well, that may be true, but in this case, I wanted to have a new one made, and so I will include that in the next episode. I thought this might be a good chance, though, to give the backstory of why I even have a rap song on my podcast. A few years ago, I used to listen to a show called T-Boy, which was the best one yet, and it would be very short clips, usually around like 5 to 7 minutes, of a longer 30-minute podcast of two guys talking about top news stories. And they would talk about three top news stories of the day. And then at the end of the episode, they would have a rap song with their terms and conditions, explaining that you should not take financial advice from them, you should not make financial decisions based on the news that they were reporting, and so forth. And I thought, that is a fantastic idea. I have terms and conditions that Instagram says I have to include in the description of my show. Why can't I just turn those into a rap song the same way? And so I found someone who was willing to take on that project for me, and we worked together actually three times for the three different versions of the rap song that you hear on the show. I have asked for different kinds of rap songs to be made based on different ideas that I've had. I wanted to include how I've been wanting to work at Instagram in one of them. I wanted to include all the negative things that someone could say about me or about my show or that I hear inside my head all the time as one of the rap songs. And for the one that you're going to hear on the next episode on Friday, I went for a completely different route. I wanted to have the next one be a story where we've gone from our first time posting on social media back in the day to where we are now. How maybe it's completely changed your friendships, your lives. Maybe you got a job working in social media that was fun in the beginning and now it's a grind. I wanted to tell all of that in a very short rap song story. So be sure to come back on Friday for the next episode of the Instagram Stories, which will be episode number 1500, when you can hear this new rap song. As always, thank you for listening.